Trump expresses confidence on EU trade deal in meeting with Italy's Meloni. Washington, President Donald Trump welcomed Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni to the White House on Thursday, with both leaders signaling confidence that a trade deal will emerge with the European Union. Trump said that he has very little problem making a deal with Europe or anybody else because we have something that everybody wants. He dismissed concerns about China's escalation of tariffs with the United States and attempts to win over trade partners in the ongoing trade dispute. "Nobody can compete with us, nobody," Trump said. "I think we're going to make a very good deal with China." Meloni is expected to play a significant role in calming trade tensions between the United States and the European Union. "I'm sure we can make a deal, and I'm here to help on that," she told reporters before the two leaders entered the Oval Office for further discussions. The president praised the Italian prime minister, saying, "She's doing a fantastic job in Italy. We're very proud of her." Both leaders expressed optimism after the conclusion of their meeting. They took questions from the press in the Oval Office, during which Meloni thanked Trump for accepting an official visit to Italy in the near future. She said both leaders share the same view on the fight against woke and DEI ideology as well as illegal immigration. "The goal for me is to make the West great again, and I think we can do it together," Meloni said. She also pledged to boost LNG imports from the United States. A White House official told reporters during a call on Thursday, previewing the meeting, that the president's expectation of Italy and all other EU countries is to do their part to be good trade partners with the United States. "This visit is not just based on the strong bilateral relationship between United States and Italy with our shared allies' interest, but also on Meloni's role as a key force in Europe and a voice that largely sees eye to eye with the president on a lot of issues like immigration and the war in Ukraine," the official said. "I think she's increasingly playing that role in the European Union. I think a lot of other states are grateful for her leadership. We certainly see her as a valuable interlocutor with the DC. In 2024, the United States had a trade deficit of $235.6 billion with the European bloc, a 13% increase over the previous year. On April 2, Trump announced a 10% baseline tariff on nearly every country and added higher, reciprocal tariffs on a number of key trading partners, who made the worst offenders list. The list included the European Union, Japan, Taiwan, and South Korea. Soon after, Trump introduced a 90-day pause on the reciprocal tariffs for countries that expressed a willingness to enter negotiations, though the 10% baseline tariff remains in effect. The EU is currently facing three different U.S. tariffs: a 25% duty on automobiles, a 25% tariff on steel and aluminum, and the across-the-board 10% tariff. European products that are most impacted by these high tariffs are medical and pharmaceutical products, motor vehicles, and other machinery goods. And Germany, Ireland, and Italy had by far the highest trade surplus with the United States compared to other EU countries in 2024. "We know we are in a difficult moment," Meloni said this week in Rome. "Most certainly, I am well aware of what I represent and what I am defending." As a European leader, Meloni has the opportunity to open the way for more in-depth and constructive U.S.-EU trade talks. Meloni was the only European head of government to attend Trump's inauguration in January. Prior to the inauguration, in January, Trump extended an invitation to the prime minister to meet at his Mar-a-Lago resort. During the visit, the two leaders had dinner and participated in a panel discussion with Trump supporters. "This is very exciting. I'm here with a fantastic woman, the Prime Minister of Italy," Trump told his guests. "She's really taken Europe by storm and everyone else." NATO spending commitment. Trump has pushed NATO allies to increase military spending to as much as 5% of GDP. Italy, however, spends nearly 1.5% of its GDP on defense, which is below NATO's current 2% target. Meloni promised during her meeting with Trump that her country will meet the 2% target soon. Italy is going to the next summit of NATO, announcing that it raised 2% as was requested, she told reporters. According to the White House, there are currently 8 countries among the 31-member bloc that aren't meeting the 2% threshold. Europe, as you know, is committed to do more, is working on tools to allow and help the member states in increasing the defense spending, Meloni said in the meeting. And we are convinced that everyone has to do more. During the bilateral meeting, Meloni was expected to discuss extending NATO's Article 5 agreement to Ukraine. In March, Meloni proposed to extend Article 5, the alliance's collective defense commitment, to Ukraine without the country's membership. Article 5, a cornerstone of the alliance, states that any attack on one member is considered an attack on all members. A White House official who wished to remain anonymous told the Epoch Times before the meeting that Meloni's plan was not agreeable to Trump. Neither leader brought up the subject after their meeting.